In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. In the course of catechumen, we have to teach the catechumens what are our model of prayer, the prayer of our Father, who our Lord taught us. And this is the role model of praying. So we have to explain, to comment upon Salat Aban al-Lis. In any course of catechumen, they should know it by heart. They should pray it even before getting the baptism. So they should listen carefully to the meanings of Aban al-Lis. And that's what we are going to do now in 30 minutes. We have to explain what were the meanings meant by the Lord when He taught us this prayer. Teach us to pray. Now it came to pass, as He was praying in a certain place, when He seeth that one of His disciples said to Him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught His disciples. By the way, they asked Him, teach us to pray, because they saw different style of prayer. They were Jews and they were praying, but their style of prayer were very much different from His way of praying. They could see different prayer. That's why they asked Him, please teach us how to pray. They were adults, they were good men, they were praying, but in His way they saw much difference. Teach us to pray, and John also taught His disciples. He said to them, when you pray, say. By the word say, it means liturgy. The meaning of liturgy simply that it is a formal prayer that everyone should pray, and we should pray it together. So by saying say, He made the prayer in a formal way. It does not mean that you shouldn't pray your words. Actually, you can pray whatever you like, express yourself the way you like, but you also need to pray the Lord's prayer, our Father prayer, as given by the Lord Himself. So He said to them, when you pray, say, our Father in heaven, hallowed be Thy name, Your kingdom come, Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day or day by day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who is indebted to us. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. First of all, we need to remind ourselves that prayer is a discipleship. We need to know how to pray all through our Christian life. Even if you pray nowadays, your level of prayer is not the one needed by the Lord. You may pray better than this. You need to pray better than this. You need to go deeper. You need to feel the words. You need to enjoy the spirit of prayer. That's why it's always there, the idea of teach us to pray. When we are going to fast, Siyam Yunan, Som Kibir, we need to pray, teach us to pray. We need to start praying as from scratch. How, when, and why we pray? Why we pray? Because it's our life, that we communicate with the Lord all time. As far as we believe in one God, God the Creator, God the Redeemer, God is our life. So we should express our belief in prayer. If you believe in God, you should pray, simply. You pray because you trust Him. You pray because you love Him. You pray because you hope in Him. You pray because He is your life. You pray because He is always beside you. That's why you pray. And when actually better to pray all time? Better to pray day and night. All types of prayer, all ways of prayer, but you need to pray all the time. How actually, let's listen to the words of God, how He taught us. And following this role model of prayer, we may repeat our prayers. So when we study our Lord, our Father prayer, we can make other prayers on the same model. You understand? We can ask for forgiveness in many other ways because He taught us how to ask for forgiveness. We can ask for mercy because the meaning included in His prayer is asking for mercy. Okay? Also, growth in praying. We all pray, but we need to grow in prayer. So we need to keep saying, teach us how to pray. The first word in Our Father prayer is Our Father. The glorious, the precious word we start our prayer with is Our Father. And the word Our Father actually includes many of our doctrines. First of all, when I say Our Father, this means God is there, existence of God. Anyone pray Our Father prayer, this means that he believes in God. He is not atheist, he is not agnostic, he is a believer. Because he speaks to somebody called God. And also, he believes in this God is not far away, he is his Father. And also he believed that he is not the only believer on earth. He is sharing the same belief like millions of people saying Our Father. So just saying Our Father, it includes many of our doctrines. We believe in one God, we believe God is the Father, we believe that we are in a church and we all together pray the same word of Our Father, so we are brothers and sisters. And just saying Our Father includes the two great commandments in the Bible. Love God and love your brother. Included in the first word in Our Father prayer. Because when you say Our Father, it means that I love you, my Father. I love you, God. And Our means that I love everyone also. You can see some words written in Malachi. A son honors his father and servant his master. If then I am the father, where is my honor? And if I am a master, where is my reverence, say the Lord. As if saying that when we say God is our father, it does not mean that he is not anymore our master. No, he's still there. He is our master and he is our father. So we obey him as a father and we obey him as a master. We enjoy being his servant and we enjoy also being his sons and daughters. Okay? Also, when you say our father, this means that our God in our Christian worldview is not far away, it's very close to us. He is very nearby. We are not talking to a heavenly God who is very far away. No, we are talking to somebody who feels us, like a father with his kids. That's why he said, for everyone who asks, receive. He who seeks, finds. To him who knocks, it will be opened. If a son asks for bread from any father among you, will he give him a stone? If he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent instead of a fish? So even when he comments on our prayer, the Lord mentioned that the father-wood relationship with the people of God is always there. He listens to us as a father, and definitely he will never give us something wrong, something bad. Again, when you listen to the story given by the Lord himself, the prodigal son story, and he arose and came to his father, but when he was still a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. As if whenever you say Abana Allazi, in the minute you say Our Father, God the Father is coming running to, you know, to fall on your neck and to kiss you. So it's a great feeling when you express yourself in prayer saying Our Father. So by saying our Father, all men are my brothers. Again, I remember people while I'm praying alone. I consider everyone, even in my room, in my cell, in my private life, still I'm praying our Father. I never say my Father. I always say our Father. So I always consider others in my mind, even in my private relationship with the Lord. Again, praying is discovering God's parenthood. I'm reminding myself by saying our Father, He is the Father. This is the great gift I have. By the way, all catechumens are very much excited to get the blessing of baptism so they can say our Father. Before the minute of being baptized, they are not actually allowed to say our Father. But they can, I mean, in prayer, but they do not deserve to say our Father. But with the gift of baptism, now they can say it from the heart. Now you are our Father. That's why the teaching of our Father is very essential in the catechumen program before getting baptized. Also, again, in the same word of our Father, we are getting the grace of forgiveness. Definitely my Father will not kill me. He will forgive me. Again, the grace of care. Because He is a Father, He will care. Again, the grace of sanctification, because He is holy. Definitely He will give me His holiness. Again, the grace of eternity is very logic. Because He is eternal, definitely He intends to give me His eternal life. So, just saying our Father includes many, many of our doctrines. Just to help others to believe in this, you are giving them much in the catechumen program. When you say our Father in heaven, you are adding to the dogmas, to the doctrine. You are adding an important point now, that we are getting a new origin. We are not from earth anymore. Now we are all from heaven, because our new Father from heaven. So we are all heavenly creatures. We are different now. That's why it's very much related to baptism. In the minute of baptism, now we are born again from heaven. So when we pray our Father in heaven, we are reminding ourselves with the grace of the new life. Also, in heaven means this is the faith. This is the final home. This is the goal in life. We are approaching Him in heaven. He is listening to us from heaven. He is always there. He is always around. But when we say our Father in heaven, as if we are saying, just take us to your heaven. Please don't allow us to go away from your heaven. When you say our Father in heaven and He is in you with His Holy Spirit, now you are dealing with the idea of the internal kingdom. The kingdom of heaven you can touch from now through the prayer. By honest praying, actually you feel the same feeling of heaven. You touch the door of heaven. You experience the taste of the kingdom of heaven while praying. That's why the Lord once mentioned that the kingdom is in you. The kingdom of heaven is inside you. The first request, or what we ask for in our Father prayer, is hallowed be thy name. By saying hallowed be thy name, look to this, we are not asking for ourselves. We are not asking for anything on earth. Actually, we are asking for Him. That's the expression of love. We are not about our life here. We do not think of this. We do not care much. Give us some life, give us some money, give us some glory. No. Just let your name be glorified. So because we love our Father, we are asking for Him, not for ourselves. That's why this is the role model of prayer. In many other prayers, actually, we are getting away from this. We are deviating, because all prayers focus on our needs. We need so and so. We are getting down. We are getting away. But if you follow the model given by the Lord Himself, we are focusing on Himself, not ourselves. Hallowed be Thy name. With all who sanctify You, accept our sanctification too. That's part of our liturgy. We are saying, with all the angels saying to You, Agios, Agios, accept also our Agios. Accept our glorification and others glorify You. Or in another meaning, only all sanctify You and be sanctified by You. Everyone should sanctify You. And I also join them to say, You are holy, my Father. Again, another meaning, teach me to say without ceasing, Agios. Let me glorify Your name all the time. So just the meaning of this need or this request, as if I'm saying, teach me to call Your name all the time. Teach me to be holy as You are holy, because You are perfect. Push me into perfection. Teach me to worship You like as all the heavenly beings. Next, Your kingdom come. The second request in our Father prayer. Remember, You are about to teach the catechumens why we are praying this prayer. So we are putting all the doctrines in this prayer. God is there, God is our Father, we are sharing love with every human being, we are aiming at heaven, His name is holy, He is the only and holy God ever, and we should be like Him, so we should go into sanctification. Then Your kingdom come. This is the wish. This is what we hope for. Let Your kingdom come now. We need You now. We love You, so we need to see You now. Your kingdom is still away. So we ask eagerly that Your kingdom come. Let Your kingdom come, meaning that we need to enjoy the life with You all the time. This kingdom of earth we do not like, full of darkness, but Your kingdom is always light and is always joyful. So we need this kingdom. As if we are saying, reign in me internally, reign in me internally, be my king inside my mind and heart. That the fathers of the church were calling the saint as microcosmos. Micro, you know, cosmos, which is the world. So each of you is like a microcosmos, and God is there. He is the king of your cosmos, of your world inside, the world of mind and emotions and wishes and desires and everything. Reign over the world. This is the macro, this is the macrocosmos. So I'm asking for His kingdom to rule over myself and rule over the world outside. By saying, let Your kingdom come, I'm asking for the authority and ruling over of the Lord, over myself and over everything around. As if we are saying, reign forever and reign quickly. So again, here God is the Father and now God is the King. You understand? So we are telling the catechumen that God is there, God is our Father, God is the King of everyone and everything. Again, when you say Your kingdom come, you may include many, many, many other requests, like judge, O Lord, to the oppressed, because being fair, being a real judge, just one, so please judge for the oppressed. Again, Your kingdom is the kingdom of goodness, righteousness, beauty, and love. So put every good thing in this world. When I pray, Thy kingdom come, I mean, please God, let Your love cover everyone and every place. Let Your righteousness, everything is right, come over the world, and everyone should live a righteous one, a righteous life. Again, Thy kingdom come means in my heart and in my home, in my relationships, in my work, in everything. Another request, Your will be done. Look again, all the requests mentioned in Our Father prayer is not earthly requests, not fleshy ones. It's all about spiritual life. When you focus, hallowed be Thy name, it's kind of make me a saint. Thy kingdom come, please let everyone loves You and You rule over everything. Your will be done because I love my Father, I love our Father. I wish His will cover everything, be there in everything. I trust in Your full, valid and satisfactory will. You know, again, it's not easy to say Thy will be done, because sometimes His will is not Your will. Sometimes He chooses to do negative things for the salvation story, for the sake of your salvation, but you do not like this. Your will is different. So by saying Your will be done, Thy will be done, I'm admitting that please ignore my will. Just do whatever you see. I should accept Your will. Do not allow me to hinder Your will. I thank You and accept joyfully all what You do. As if we are promising God, by the word Thy will be done, I'm going to accept whatever You say, whatever You do, whatever You will, because You are the one in charge. You are our Father. This meaning should be given to the catechumen before baptized. So it's enjoyable to understand the relationship with God the Father, and also to remind ourselves with the spiritual life different from the old life. On as as in heaven, our King is the King of heaven. Everything in heaven is right, is love, is good. But everything on earth, not good, not loving, not caring, not positive. So we are asking, as You rule over heaven, please come and rule over earth. Make Your kingdom as perfect as in heaven, let it be also on earth. Make everyone obey and submit himself to Your will as happening in heaven. So by saying on earth as in heaven, this means I believe that heaven is complete, is perfect, but earth not yet. Not yet. I mean, earth is in the process of completion. Earth is going in the way of perfection, but not yet. Still full of darkness and full of sin. By saying so, revoke my thinking and confirm Yours. Discipline my body and rejoice my spirit. All these meanings included, you know. Let me taste Your heaven because You came to my land. In other meaning, Your name is always holy in heaven. Let it be also on earth. So it is, you know, parallel to the word hallowed be Thy name. Hallowed be Thy name as in heaven, let it be on earth. Thy will be done as it's in heaven, let it be on earth. Thy kingdom come as in heaven, let it be on earth. You understand? So the three previous requests apply to this sentence. All requests as on earth like it in heaven. Your will is effective and complete in heaven, let it be on earth too. So we need to meditate in the words of our Father prayer slowly in every time we pray it. Better to concentrate, to focus, better to spell the words slowly. Sometimes when we pray aban al-lazi very quickly. We never focus on the deep, nice meaning of the requests we ask for. We never meditate on the meaning of our Father. There was a story that Amber Wace, the old Amber Wace, the saint, he once started praying at night with our Father, and the sun came over his face and he was still saying our Father. He spent like 6 hours in just saying our Father. هنك يعني علق كده يعني. Use parts from the Our Father's prayer as tiny phrases in your short prayers. What the fathers of the church were calling monologia. Monologia means short, very short prayers. You can say لتكن مشيتك. It's a prayer. Thy will be done. ليأتي ملكوتك. It's in itself. It's a complete prayer. You may repeat it thousands of times. Abana, it's just one word, but it's a prayer. So you may put it in fractions to enjoy the meaning of each phrase in Abana Lazi. Glory to God. Amen. مجموعة تقصد أديان أخرى أو عقائد أخرى. طبعا بس you are preaching, you are proclaiming. انت بتقول my faith, my belief, the Bible says. اللي قدامك ربنا بيلمس قلبه فبيقتنع. ما في دور انت مش شايفه بيحصل, ان ربنا بيحرك القلب. لما هو يحب يقتنع بيسألك, فانت بتقول اكتر واكتر. الكاتيكو من مرحلة بعد ما اللي قدامك يختار يبقى مسيحي. خلي بالك سؤال عماد مهم قوي. اتفضل يا عماد. الموعوظ مش هو الشخص اللي ماشي في الشارع هتبشره. الموعوظ هو الشخص اللي اختار يبقى مسيحي وبتحضره للمعمودية. الاولاني ده ما اسمهوش موعوظ, الاولاني ده اسمه غير مؤمن, لسه بتقدم له الايمان. لكن هو عجبه الايمان وحابب يقرب وينضم, ده اللي بنسميه موعوظ. يعني ايه؟ دخل في الحضانة بتاعت الكنيسة عشان يتولد بقى, عشان يبقى ماتيور للمعمودية. لكن في واحد لسه طبعا